I wanted to share something I read this morning. It's from the book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. It's written by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it was recommended to me by Brian Dalmasso, who kind of, I mean, he's an engineer as well, and he's one of my, like, mindset mentors, and he, you know, knew, I mean, obviously, I was asking lots of questions about mindset, how we work and how I work and why this and why that and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I said to him was, like, mechanically, I just don't understand. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And he kind of said, yeah, it's because of your analytical, like, engineering background. And so he recommended this book to me to help me understand. And without getting too much into this, but, Joe Dispenza is, let's see here, studied biochemistry, has a Bachelor of Science with an emphasis in neuroscience, has a Doctor of Chiropractic, and let's see here, received postgraduate training and continuing education in neurology, neuroscience, brain function, and chemistry, cellular biology, memory formation, and aging and longevity. So let's just say he's quite well-rounded, and this book has really helped me to understand, you know, some of these, like, principles, you know, relating to both spirituality and like our physical existence. And I just wanted to share this passage. It's about midlife crises and what people go through, and it just, like, kicked me in the something, I don't know, the throat, the balls, the brain. And it goes like this. On page 155 of the book, the subheading is A Different Midlife, A Time for Facing Feelings and Letting Go of Illusions. So the context is he's speaking about people going through midlife, quote unquote, midlife crises, and what is actually happening to them. He's set up an explanation of us as our true selves and kind of like what we show to other people being like the two sides of us. Okay, I'm pretty sure he explains it here. I don't entirely know. I've only read it once, but here we go. That was a phone call that I will call back. Okay, quote, at this time of life, other people who don't strive to keep their feelings buried ask some big questions. Who am I? What is my purpose in life? Where am I going? Who am I doing all this for? What is God? Where do I go when I die? Is there more to life than quote-unquote success? What is happiness? What does all this mean? What is love? Do I love myself? Do I love anyone else? And the soul begins to wake up. These types of questions begin to occupy the mind because we see through the illusion and suspect that nothing outside of us can ever make us happy. Some of us ultimately realize that nothing in our environment is going to quote-unquote fix the way we feel. We also recognize the enormous amount of energy it takes to keep up this projection of self as an image to the world, and how exhausting it is to keep the mind and body constantly preoccupied. Eventually, we come to see that our futile attempt to maintain an ideal for others is really a strategy to make sure that those impending feelings we've been running from never capture us. How long can we juggle keeping so many balls in the air, just so our lives don't come crashing down? Instead of buying a bigger TV or the latest smartphone, these people stop running from the feeling that they've been trying to make go away for so long, face it head on, and intently look at it. When this happens, the individual begins to wake up. After some self-reflection, she discovers who she really is, what she has been hiding, and what no longer is working for her. So she lets go of the facade, the games, and the illusions. She is honest about who she really is at all costs, and she is not afraid to lose it all. This person stops expending the energy she had been putting into keeping an illusory image intact. She gets in touch with her feelings and then turns to people in her life and says, "You know what? It doesn't matter if I don't make you happy any longer. I'm through obsessing about how I look or what other people think about me. I am finished living for everyone else. I want to be free from these chains." This is a profound moment in a person's life. The soul is waking up and nudging her to tell the truth about who she really is. The lie is over. End quote. And that's the story of how I pretty much knew that I went through a midlife crisis.